This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It can be a lot of pressure, right?
Absolutely.
Like a total shit show of expectations.
Sure.
You know, we're supposed to be romantic and buy gifts and do all this stuff. But like, fuck that noise.
Yeah.
Like, we're ditching all the cheesy Hallmark crap.
Ditch the script.
Yeah, and diving into how to make the day actually unforgettable your way.
Exactly.
No rules, just real talk for badass couples.
Absolutely.
Just time to create a Valentine's Day. It's 100% your vibe.
Yes.
We're talking genuine connection, spicy moments, and a whole lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
You know.
And who needs those generic prepackaged traditions?
Right.
Seriously.
Come on. Let's just blow them up.
Yeah.
And create something.
Totally agree.
Way more personal.
It should reflect your relationship, not some commercialized ideal.
Exactly. Like, who actually enjoys those cheesy Valentine's Day cards?
All right.
I'd rather get a handwritten note that says, you know, let's skip the roses and get drunk on tequila.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Right.
It's about ditching the cliches and embracing what truly connects you as a couple.
Okay, so I am loving this idea of annual love letters.
Ooh, tell me more.
Like, imagine
writing
a raw, honest letter
to
each other every Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Sealing it and then, like, reading it the following year.
That's a really cool idea.
Right?
It's like creating a time capsule of your love story.
Yes.
Capturing all the highs and the lows.
Oh, my. And think about the anticipation.
I know, right?
It's like a built-in relationship check-in.
It is.
Seeing how much you've grown.
You know what else I like about it?
Right.
It forces you to reflect on your relationship.
Yes.
In a deeper way than just like buying a box of chocolates.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's way more meaningful than any store-bought gift.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're ditching the cards.
Okay.
Upping our love letter game. Mm. What else can we toss out the window?
How about those cheesy oversized teddy bears?
Oh my God, yes.
Seriously, what are you supposed to do with those things?
They just take up space and collect dust.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Instead, let's talk about creating traditions that are actually fun.
Yes.
And memorable.
Like romantic time capsules.
Ooh.
Imagine stuffing a box with photos.
Okay.
Mementos, inside jokes.
Yeah.
All those little things that represent your year together.
I love that.
And then you crack it open on a milestone anniversary.
Okay.
And relive those memories.
Oh, that's like a personalized museum of your love story.
Right.
Okay, wait. I have an even better idea.
What?
What if we include a little sex coupon in the time capsule?
Now we're talking.
Right.
That's definitely a way to spice things up.
Uh-huh.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
We still need to figure out what to do on Valentine's Day itself.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
Dinner and a movie is so played out.
So cliche.
Yeah. We need something more creative. Something that'll really get the sparks flying.
Agreed. Valentine's Day calls for something that breaks the mold.
Yes.
Something that truly reflects your unique connection.
Okay.
Okay.
This one might sound a little crazy.
Okay. I'm listening.
But hear me out.
Yeah.
Recreating your first date.
Oh.
Imagine revisiting the place where it all began.
Okay.
Maybe even wearing similar outfits.
Interesting.
It's like a blast from the past.
I actually kind of like that.
Right.
It's a fun way to reconnect with those initial sparks.
Yes.
And remember why you fell for each other in the first place.
Exactly. And it's a chance to laugh about how much you've both changed.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully for the better.
Right.
And plus it shows that you actually pay attention to the little things.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
But let's be real. Not every couple wants to relive their awkward first date.
Okay, crew.
Some people want something a little more.
Yeah. Okay, I feel you.
Yeah.
So for those who prefer something a little more romantic, how about a rooftop picnic?
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
Blankets, fairy lights, a stunning view.
Yes.
It's the perfect setting for a romantic evening.
And champagne.
Of course.
Don't forget the champagne.
It's all about setting the mood.
Uh-huh.
Creating an atmosphere that feels special and intimate.
Plus, you get to avoid the crowds and the overpriced prefix menus.
Exactly, at restaurants.
It's about creating an experience that's personal and memorable.
Yes.
Not just following the typical Valentine's Day script.
Okay, I'm loving this. So we've got the love letters, the time capsules, the recreated first dates, and the rooftop picnics.
Okay.
Now let's talk about something a little more adventurous.
Bring it on.
What do you have in mind?
I don't know. You tell me.
How about an adventure date?
Okay.
We're talking skydiving.
Ooh.
Hot air ballooning.
Hmm.
Rock climbing.
Okay.
Anything that gets your adrenaline pumping. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
It's definitely not for the faint of heart.
Right.
But for couples who crave excitement and shared experiences,
yeah,
it could be incredible.
Plus, studies show that adrenaline can actually increase attraction.
Interesting.
So there's a little science-backed bonus for you.
I guess you learn something new every day.
You do.
But honestly, I think I'd rather stick to something a little more grounded.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Not everyone's a thrill seeker.
For sure.
But, hey, if you're up for pushing your limits and creating some unforgettable memories,
yeah,
an adventure date could be the way to go.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Sometimes stepping outside your comfort zone can be the best way to strengthen your bond as a couple.
Totally. It's about challenging yourselves.
Yeah.
And experiencing something new together.
For sure.
All right. I think we've covered some solid date night ideas.
Okay. Yeah.
Now let's move on to something a little more intimate, because Valentine's Day is the perfect excuse to turn up the heat.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that.
Right.
Let's talk about adding some spice and making the night truly unforgettable.
Okay. First up, teasing.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about gentle ribbing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about building anticipation throughout the day.
Ah, the art of the slow burn.
Yes.
It's a game changer.
Okay. So like... a suggestive text message.
Okay.
A lingering touch.
Yes.
A whisper in their ear.
Exactly. Keep them guessing. Mm-hmm. Keep them wanting more.
Yeah,
by the time you finally get together,
uh-huh,
the tension will be electric.
And don't underestimate the power of a well-timed compliment.
Oh, for sure.
Like, let your partner know how damn good they look.
Yes. Make them feel desired, appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And ready for whatever the night brings.
Okay, now let's talk about something that can really set the mood.
What's that?
Dressing to impress.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. And I'm not talking about just throwing on a nice outfit. It's about putting in effort specifically for your partner.
It's like saying, I want to look my best for you because
yes,
you're the only one who matters tonight.
And let's be honest, there's nothing hotter than seeing your partner looking absolutely stunning.
Right.
Knowing they've done it just for you.
Okay, so we've got the teasing, the compliments, and the killer outfits.
Yep.
What else can we do to crank up the heat?
Well, have you ever heard of a seductive scavenger hunt?
Ooh, what is that?
It's basically like a romantic treasure hunt leading to a special surprise.
Okay, I like
it. Yeah.
So you could leave clues around the house,
uh-huh,
each one getting a little more suggestive.
Exactly. It's playful, it's flirty, and it builds excitement with every step.
Yes.
Plus, it's a chance to get creative and personalize the clues to your relationship.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's like a fun and sexy way to lead up to.
Exactly. It's all about creating a sense of anticipation and turning up the heat.
Okay. Before we get too carried away with all this hot talk.
Okay.
Let's remember something crucial.
What's that?
Open communication is key.
Yes.
When it comes to exploring new things in the bedroom.
Couldn't agree more.
Right.
Consent is paramount.
Yes, always.
Always make sure you're both comfortable with the direction things are heading.
Uh-huh.
And that you're on the same page about what you want to try.
No one wants to feel pressured or uncomfortable.
Right.
On a night that's supposed to be about mutual pleasure and connection.
Exactly.
Valentine's Day is about celebrating your love, not making anyone feel obligated.
Yes.
To do anything they're not into.
Right. Check in with each other,
mm-hmm,
express your desires, and be open to trying new things.
Yes.
But always with respect and clear consent.
Okay. I think we've covered some seriously spicy ground here.
I think so, too.
Let's switch gears for a minute.
Okay.
And talk about something that's often associated with Valentine's Day.
What's that?
Proposals.
Ah, yes. The big question.
And yeah.
It's a loaded topic.
It is.
And one that requires a lot of thought and consideration.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you're going to do it on Valentine's Day.
For sure. But first,
yeah,
let's address the elephant in the room.
What's that?
Those cheesy, over-the-top proposals you see in movies.
Oh, my God.
It's like, who actually wants that?
Seriously.
It's like they're trying too hard.
I think most people would prefer something more personal and authentic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not about the spectacle.
Right.
It's about the love and commitment you're expressing.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we make a proposal truly special and meaningful?
Well, the first thing to consider is your partner's personality.
Okay.
Are they the type who would love a grand public gesture?
Yeah.
Or would they prefer something more intimate and private?
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
You don't want to propose in a way that makes your partner feel uncomfortable
For sure.
or pressured. It
Right?
needs to feel right for them.
The proposal should reflect your relationship,
Yes.
not some external pressure or societal expectation.
So if you're even thinking about a public proposal, you
Yeah.
better be damn sure your partner is into that kind of thing.
Right.
Otherwise, it could be a recipe for disaster.
Totally agree. Unless you know for certain that they'd love the spotlight,
Yeah.
it's usually safer to err on the side of intimacy.
And when we say intimate,
Yeah.
we don't necessarily mean boring.
Right.
You can still create a special atmosphere, just on a smaller scale.
Exactly. Think candlelit dinners, quiet walks in a place that holds meaning for both of you,
Yeah.
or even just a cozy night in surrounded by their favorite things.
The key is to make it personal.
Yes.
Incorporate elements that are unique to your relationship and show that you've put real thought into it.
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
if you're both obsessed with a certain band, maybe you propose at one of their concerts.
That's a great idea.
Right.
Or maybe you create a scavenger hunt that leads to the ring.
Yes.
But each clue is related to a special memory you've shared.
I love it. It's about creating an experience that's thoughtful, personal, and unforgettable.
Absolutely. The best proposals are the ones that come from the heart
Yes.
and feel truly authentic to the couple.
I agree.
Yeah. And let's not forget about the ring.
The ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a symbol of your love and commitment. So you want to make sure it's something your partner will absolutely adore.
You're preaching to the choir.
Right.
Don't just go for like the generic diamond ring
Right.
if that's not their style.
Yeah.
Think outside the box. Maybe a vintage ring,
Okay.
a colored gemstone, or a design that's like unique and meaningful to them.
Exactly. It's a piece of jewelry they'll wear forever, so
Yes.
it needs to reflect their personality and taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've tackled traditions, unforgettable date nights, spicing things up, and even proposals.
Right.
But what if
Yeah.
you're feeling a little meh
Yeah.
about Valentine's Day?
Okay.
Like, what if the pressure to be all romantic is just stressing you out?
I think it's important to remember that Valentine's Day is just one day. It
Yeah.
doesn't define your relationship.
Right.
If you're not feeling the lovey-dovey vibes, that's totally okay.
Don't force it.
Right.
There's no point in going through the motions if your heart's not in it.
Exactly. And honestly, sometimes the best way to celebrate Valentine's Day
Yeah.
is to just ignore it altogether.
I'm all about that.
Right.
Screw the pressure to be all romantic.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to just relax and be yourselves.
Right. And who knows, maybe ditching the expectations will actually lead to a more spontaneous and genuine connection.
Okay, so we've established that it's okay to skip the Valentine's Day hoopla if it's not your thing.
Right.
But
Yeah.
what if you do want to celebrate,
Okay.
but you're on a tight budget?
Valentine's Day doesn't have to break the bank. There
Yeah.
are tons of creative and affordable ways to show your partner you care.
Like what, give me some ideas.
Instead of buying expensive gifts,
Okay.
focus on creating
I
experiences.
like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cook dinner together, have a game night, go stargazing.
Uh-huh.
The possibilities are endless.
It's not about how much money you spend.
Exactly.
It's about the thought and effort you put in.
Right.
And let's be real, sometimes the simplest gestures are the most meaningful.
Totally agree. A handwritten note, breakfast in bed, a foot massage.
Yes.
Those little acts of kindness can go a long way in making your partner feel loved and appreciated.
Speaking of simple gestures,
Yeah.
let's talk about something that's often overlooked, but super important.
Okay.
Communication.
Yes, communication is key in any relationship,
Right.
but it's especially crucial on Valentine's Day when expectations are high and emotions are running wild.
So many fights could be avoided if couples just took the time to talk to each other about what they want and need.
Exactly. Don't just assume your partner knows what you're thinking or feeling.
Right.
Be open and honest about your expectations for Valentine's Day.
And don't be afraid to speak up if something's bothering you.
Yes.
Bottling things up will only lead to resentment and tension.
Right. If your partner does something that hurts your feelings, address it in a calm and respectful way.
Okay.
Remember, communication is about understanding each other, not about winning an argument.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From ditching the cliches to spicing things up in the bedroom to navigating those tricky communication hurdles.
Right.
We've given you the tools to create a Valentine's Day that's truly authentic and fulfilling.
And remember, there's no right or wrong way to celebrate.
Right.
It's all about finding what works for you and your partner.
Exactly. Whether you're going all out with a romantic getaway or keeping it low-key with a night in.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to connect with each other.
Right.
On a deeper level.
So ditch the pressure, embrace your individuality.
Yeah.
And celebrate your love in a way that feels true to you.
Hell yeah. And don't forget to have some fun while you're at it.
Now, before we wrap things up.
Okay.
I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder.
Ooh, I love a good cliffhanger. Hit us with it.
What if instead of focusing on the romantic aspects of Valentine's Day, we used it as an opportunity to strengthen our commitment to each other's personal growth?
Whoa, that's deep. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Think about it. Instead of exchanging gifts or going on a fancy date,
okay,
what if you sat down with your partner
and
had a conversation about your individual aspirations and how you can support each other in achieving them?
That's actually a really cool idea.
Right.
It's like reframing Valentine's Day as a celebration of not just your love for each other, but also your love for yourselves and your individual journeys.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that a healthy relationship thrives when both partners feel empowered to pursue their passions and grow as individuals.
So instead of buying chocolates or flowers, you could offer your partner a thoughtful gesture that supports their personal goals.
Okay.
Maybe it's a book on a topic they're interested in, a ticket to a workshop or conference, or even just dedicated time to work on their side hustle.
Precisely. It's about showing them that you care about their aspirations and that you're there to champion their growth.
That's a really powerful way to deepen your connection and make Valentine's Day truly meaningful.
It's about investing in each other's well-being and supporting each other's dreams.
And isn't that what true love is all about?
I think so.
Supporting each other's dreams.
Yeah.
And pushing each other to be the best versions of yourselves.
Exactly. So as you go about planning your Valentine's Day celebrations, consider this. How can you use this day to not only celebrate your love, but also empower each other's growth?
That's a challenge I think our listeners are ready to take on.
I'm confident they are. After all, they're smart, savvy, and committed to creating relationships that are both passionate and fulfilling.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive.
That's it.
We've explored everything from ditching cheesy traditions to turning up the heat.
Right.
And even redefining what it means to celebrate Valentine's Day.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But the most important takeaway is this. Own your experience.
Yes.
Make it authentic.
Uh-huh.
Make it meaningful.
Yes.
Make it yours.
Hell yeah. And most importantly, have fun. Okay, so we've talked about all the fun and sexy ways to celebrate Valentine's Day. But let's get real for a second.
Okay.
Not every relationship is perfect, right?
Hell no.
Right.
Relationships take work.
Yeah.
And sometimes Valentine's Day can actually magnify the cracks that are already there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happens when Valentine's Day feels more like a chore than a celebration?
Right.
What if you're feeling totally disconnected from your partner?
Well, first of all, it's important to acknowledge those feelings.
Yeah, okay.
And not try to sweep them under the rug.
Right.
Like, don't just pretend everything's fine.
Yeah.
And force yourself to go through the motions of some romantic bullshit.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling it.
If you're feeling resentful, disconnected, or just plain annoyed with your partner, it's crucial to have an honest conversation.
Absolutely.
Like a real raw, no bullshit conversation.
Yes, and I mean like a real one.
So instead of stressing about finding the perfect gift or planning some elaborate date, use Valentine's Day as an opportunity to check in with each other.
Exactly. Talk about what's working, what's not working, and what you can both do to get back on track.
And if things are feeling really rough,
don't
be afraid to call in the big guns.
You mean a therapist?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
There's no shame in seeking professional help.
For sure.
Sometimes you need an objective third party to help you navigate the shitstorm.
Totally agree. A therapist can give you the tools and strategies to communicate more effectively and work through your issues.
And let's be real.
Yeah.
Sometimes just having someone to vent to can make a world of difference.
Right. It's like having a relationship coach in your corner.
Yes.
Cheering you on and helping you figure out how to make things work.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From ditching the cheesy traditions to navigating the ups and downs of relationships.
We've talked about setting the mood, spicing things up, and having those tough conversations that are necessary for growth.
And most importantly, we've encouraged you to own your experience. And create a Valentine's Day that feels authentic and fulfilling for you and your partner.
So go out there and make this Valentine's Day one to remember.
Yes.
For all the right reasons.
That's it for today's deep dive.
That's a wrap.
We'll be back next week with another dose of real talk and no bullshit advice. Until then, keep it real and keep those sparks flying.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.